Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. We will be frequently posting sermons from our Sunday services to offer insights and interpretations of Scripture and to help you connect biblical teachings to your daily life and circumstances. You may also watch our entire worship service online on Facebook or YouTube. This podcast was recorded on Sunday, March 23, 2025. Our guest preacher is Pastor John Hitzeroth.
An introduction to the gospel. Asked about current tragic events, Jesus turns a lesson about whether suffering is deserved into a hard call to repentance. He then tells a parable that holds out hope that the timeline for ultimate judgment will be tempered by patience. The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you. At that very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. So Jesus asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good, but if not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The season of Lent is an invitation to contemplate, reflect, and to spend time in prayer, in fasting, and in almsgiving. The three practices that Jesus highlights when we read what he told people in his Sermon on the Mount on Ash Wednesday. One of the other things that he said in that reading from Ash Wednesday was, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So I'll quote Martin Luther one more time when he talks about and writes about in his large catechism. There isn't just a small one, there's also a large one. And interestingly, the small one was written first and then he wrote the large one. I always thought it was like the Reader's Digest, you know, like there was the large one, then it got condensed. But instead, he wrote the small one, then the large one got written because the people who were teaching the catechism didn't know what the answers were either. And so he needed to help the people teaching the small catechism to know why it was the answers were there. Tells you something about the church at that time. Maybe it tells you something about the church at our time too, what we need to do. Anyway, Luther, in terms of what we treasure and where our heart is, he says about the very first commandment, "You shall have no other gods," and then the meaning of that in the small catechism, "We are to fear, love, and trust God above everything else." Pretty simple, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Luther says, anything on which your heart relies and depends, I say, that is really your God. Anything upon which your heart relies and depends, I say, that really is your God. So, today's gospel, the two parts, do they seem to go together? Questions about Herod being Herod, killing people and then trying to terrorize them, which is what Herod did. Terrorize people in order to keep them in line, have them worried about what would happen next to them if they went against what the government said. Or a natural, actually not so much a natural disaster, a tower fell over. A wildfire went through California or Long Island or North Carolina or South Carolina, or Helene came through. Those are the kind of things we're talking about with the Tower of Siloam. We look at that and we go, what is going on? It seems like it's a lost cause. As much as we build it, as much as we try to take care of ourselves, it still can just all get burned away or washed away in a minute. And those towers keep falling on people. And unjust and autocratic rulers still terrorize people, yet today. So what do we do with the lost causes that we see? What does Jesus say we're to do? Well, the lost cause of the tree. Interesting. That is worthless to an owner. You don't keep letting something that isn't making anything for you live. Cut it down, the owner says. Why should it be wasting the soil? And it's in that context that Jesus says, wait, you got to change your mind about this stuff. Because Jesus, the gentle gardener, comes in and says to the whole garden, I'm here to take care of you. I'm here to nurture you. I'm not here to judge you. Rather, I'm here to save you. Oh. And that's Jesus' ministry, is to come in and find lost causes. If you have any doubt about that, look at the 12 disciples and all the ways they did stuff. Or you look at all the other ways in which Jesus had to ask people or call people, or as it said in the introduction, maybe you noticed I changed that one word from obedience to repentance. We need to repent. Repent. Now, that's what retired pastors always get to do, you know, because we went to seminary and we don't have nothing to do all week but look up Greek words. The word repent in Greek is metanoia. Metanoia. Noia is mind in Greek, and meta is change. So you think about the word metamorphosis, maybe you've heard that one, you know, where whole thing changes from one thing to another. So you're supposed to change your mind. Now, what happens in the season of Lent is you hear the word repent, and what do? Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Do you think it has to be about feeling sorry or beating yourself up? No, it means about changing your mind, turning in a different direction, perhaps turning to the cross and focusing on that for 40 days. Because it's there that we see where life literally begins. In an instrument of death and terror? We believe life begins there? Well, that's what Jesus the gentle gardener tells us. For us, though, that's hard to do, because just like the people who asked Jesus those questions, if something bad happens, we want to assign blame, because then we don't need to change our minds. We know what's wrong. You know, those Galileans who got killed and then had their blood mingled, it was their fault. They weren't good Galileans like us, you know, most of the disciples and Jesus. Or the people who, the tower, well, they were probably living in a place that they shouldn't have been. Shouldn't be living by a tower. Shouldn't be living on the coast of Florida, because that's where hurricanes happen. You know, you should move away from there. Move to Asheville, North Carolina. It's safe there. Oh, yeah, right. So, we don't need to change our minds as long as we're willing to assign blame and make sure that we know we're in the right and other people are wrong. Until it happens to us. And Lent gives us an opportunity to remember that we're all in this together. Give us, all of us today, our daily bread. Not just the people who deserve it or who we think need it because they've earned it. Now, that doesn't mean we don't identify and look at what evil is and call it out, but it also means we do it in humility, in a humility that's born of our own forgiveness for all the ways in which God loves us. So in the parable, Jesus thinks that there's hope, or the gentle gardener does, for that rotten tree. But the gardener isn't really pleading for mercy. Rather, he's saying, we need to tend this more. We need to pay more attention to that tree. And so, literally, what it says there is, let me dig it and dung it. Dig it and dung it. And see how things go for another year. Not dismiss it, not ignore it, but really pay attention. Oh, change your mind about that rotten tree? Yeah, repent. Change your mind. Jesus, the gentle gardener, sees that situation in a whole new way. In fact, he takes that parable one more step. He becomes fertilizer. Because when he dies on the cross, that's what all bodies become. Dead matter that feed the ground. Oh. And when God does that for us in Jesus, he himself gives us a source of new life. And his tree, the cross, allows our trees to find new soil, to find the good soil that we need to grow as the people of God. But we need to change our minds in order for that to become a reality. Now, here at Resurrection, you've done that in so many ways. You found ways to serve others. Give us today our daily bread, the Lebanon food pantry. And in those other ways with the homeless, to be the presence of Jesus. Because what does God do but water us through holy baptism, feed us through the Lord's Supper? So in that way, then, we are nourished. We're dug around and we're dunged so that then we can be God's living presence yet today. So where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So will we treasure repentance and remember to look at life in new ways and see, as the gentle gardener does, that no one and nothing is a lost cause. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for tuning into the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.